Price,
弟兄姐妹早安。
Let's come to God's presence in prayer.
让我们一同祷告。
Lord Father, we just want to thank you for gathering us here this morning to come into your presence to worship you. Help us to worship you in spirit and in truth this morning as we seek to listen to your word and make it active in our life, Lord. All this in prayer in Jesus' most precious name. Amen.Just a little discretionary advice before we begin today's sermon. I'd like to ask all of us to keep away your handphones, all right? And don't play with them when I'm delivering the sermon.
接下来这段时间，请你把你的手机收起来。
Yep. Okay, today's passage is taken from Malachi chapter 1, verse 6 to 14.
今天早上的经文是马拉基书第一章第六节到十四节。
Yep, it's the last book of the Old Testament. I shall read it to you in English. Malachi chapter 1, verse 6 to 14. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If I am a father, where is the honor due me? If I am a master, where is the respect due me? Says the Lord Almighty. It is you, O priest, who show contempt for my name.But you ask, how have we shown contempt for your name? You place defiled food on my altar. But you ask, how have we defiled you? By saying that the Lord's table is contemptible. When you bring blind animals for sacrifice, is that not wrong? When you sacrifice crippled or diseased animals, is that not wrong? Try offering them to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Would he accept you?Says the Lord Almighty. Now implore God to be gracious to us. With such offerings from your hands, will he accept you? Says the Lord Almighty. Oh, that one of you would shut the temple doors so that you would not light unless fires, useless fires, on my altar. I am not pleased with you, says the Lord Almighty. And I will accept no offering from your hands. My name will be great among the nations.From the rising to the setting of the sun, in every place incense and pure offerings will be brought to my name, because my name will be great among the nations, says the Lord Almighty. But you profane it by saying of the Lord's table, it is defiled, and of his food, it is contemptible. And you say, what a burden, and you sniff at it contemptuously, says the Lord Almighty.When you bring injured, crippled, or diseased animals and offer them as sacrifices, should I accept them from your hands, says the Lord? Cursed is the cheat who has an acceptable meal in his flock and vows to give it, but then sacrifices a blemished animal to the Lord. For I am a great king, says the Lord Almighty, and my name is to be feared among the nations.From Pastor Hoxie's exposition on chapter 1, verse 1 to 5 last week, we learned that Israel had questioned God's love by asking, how have you loved us?
上主日傅成弟兄他跟我们分享马拉基书第一章一节五节，他说以色列人质问神他如何爱过他们。
Now God responds by saying that he loved Jacob but hated Esau.
神的回应是他爱雅各胜过爱以扫。
Today we look at verses 6 to 14.We discover that the tables were turned.
今天早上六节到十四节，事情就倒转了。
And God questions Israel's love instead. Have you really loved me?
神就质问以色列子民对他的爱，问他们说：“你们真的爱我吗？”
If you have loved me, why have you shown contempt for my name?
你们如果真的爱我，为什么藐视我的名呢？
Why do you defile me?
为什么亵渎我呢？
To which Israel had no response.
以色列人就哑口无言。
In the book, City of God, St. Augustine wrote, we see then that the two cities were created by two kinds of love.
奥古斯丁他写了一本著作叫做《神的城市》，他说有两座城，有两种爱来建造。
The earthly city was created by self-love reaching the point of contempt for God.
属于世界的城，它是由爱自己的爱来建造的，而它倾向于憎恨、藐视神。
Now the other city, the heavenly city, by the love of God, carried as far as contempt of self.
属天的城市由爱慕、渴慕神的爱来建造，而倾向于舍弃自我。
What kind of love do we have?
我们的是哪一种爱呢？
Do we have contempt for self or contempt for God?
我们是憎恶自己还是憎恶神呢？
Now last week in verses 1 to 5, God responds to the entire nation of Israel.
上主日一节到五节，神是回应了整体的以色列人。
Today, God focuses his grievances on a specific group of Israelites, the priests.
今天早上的经文，神的心痛是针对一组特别的人，就是祭司们。
The Lord Almighty said, "It is you, O priests, who show contempt for my name."
万军之耶和华他说，祭司们呐，你们藐视我的名。
Now it is unclear if Malachi was referring to the Aaronite priests or the Levite priests.
所谓的祭司这里不清楚，他是指亚伦的后代大祭司们呢，或者是利未人支派的祭司们。
Now that is not the issue.
这不是重点。
What's important is that these priests did not fulfill their priestly duties.
重点是这些祭司们都没有好好的完成他们的职责。
It was not a case of ignorance.
这里不是说疏忽。
But a failure in the performance of their ritual duties as required of them in Deuteronomy and in Leviticus.
而是说严重的失责了，他们没有按照律法书上的要求来执行神所吩咐的祭司的职责。
Now let's take a quick look at Leviticus chapter 22, verses 17 to 25.
就让我们看一下利未记22章第17节到25节。
Apologize for the small words. It was much bigger on my screen. I'll read to you those underlined words. The Lord said to Moses, speak to Aaron and his sons and to all the Israelites and say to them, if any of you presents a gift for a burnt offering to the Lord, you must present a male without defect from the cattle, sheep or goats in order that it may be accepted on your behalf. Do not bring anything with a defect because it will not be accepted on your behalf. Verse 22, do not offer to the Lord the blind, the injured, or the maimed. They will not be accepted on your behalf because they are deformed and have defects.
要读吗？
好，读一下。
耶和华对摩西说，你要晓谕亚伦和他的子孙，并以色列众人说，以色列家中的人凡献供物，要将那个没有残疾的公牛或是绵羊或是山羊献上，如此才方得悦纳。凡有残疾的，你们不可以献上，因为这不蒙悦纳。瞎眼的、折伤的、残废的，也不可在坛上作为活祭献给耶和华。这些都有损坏，有残疾，不蒙悦纳。
The priests were called by God to serve in the temple.
祭司他们是蒙神恩召，在圣殿里服侍神。
Representing the people by offering their gift to God.
他们代表子民献祭物给神。
They were the ones who have been called by God, set apart to do God's holy work.
他们是被呼召的，他们分别为圣，做神的圣工。
But they have now failed at the very work they were called to do.
如今却在这件事情上失责了。
They have used injured, crippled, or diseased animals and offered them as sacrifices to God.
他们用有缺陷、有伤害、有病的动物献给神。
Verse 8, the Lord Almighty says, try offering that to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Would he accept you?
第八节，神就说，你试试看吧，拿这些有缺陷的献给你的省长，看看他会喜悦、会接纳吗？
A rhetorical question with only one clear answer. Of course not.
答案当然是不会啊。
Try offering and giving your wives or your girlfriend artificial flowers on Valentine's Day.
你在情人节送假花给你女朋友或者老婆，你看你会有什么下场
？Own up, who did that? Now, misdemeanors have been exposed by God through the prophet Malachi.
神就透过先知马拉基揭发这些诡诈的行为。
Now, the severity of their offense is likened to a doctor who malpractices and causes his patient to die.
这罪行的严重性就好比一个医生失责了，他使病人丢命。
Or a teacher who corrupts young minds.
或者老师去误导学生。
Or a judge who accepts bribes.
法官接受贿赂。
Or a shepherd who leads astray his sheep.
牧羊人使到羊群迷失了。
It was against the very nature of their calling as priests.
都是完全违反了蒙召为祭司这个身份还有使命。
Not only were their integrity questioned, their relationship with God is now in jeopardy.
不单只质疑他们的正直，甚至损坏了他们与神的关系。
The honorable and respectful relationship between the father and the son is now lost.
父与子原有的那尊贵敬重的关系如今破坏了。
The relationship between a master and his servant is now of disrespect.
主人还有仆人的关系如今也不存在尊重。
It is unthinkable.
真是不可思议。
But what was once unthinkable has now happened.
不可思议的却发生了。
With the recent onslaught of reports in the news about Catholic priests who had sexually abused those children under their care,
最近常常有新闻报道说天主教的神父性侵犯他们所照顾的孩童。
And this week, a conservative evangelical Christian congressman who advocated abstinence but yet kept a secret extramarital affair with his part-time staff.
而最近就有一个福音派的一个没有国会的议员，他一向来都强调要保持维护贞操，而自己却有一个性丑闻。
Suddenly today's passage does not seem so far away.
忽然间今天的经文就好像不那么陌生了。
Now back in 2006, some of us may remember Ted Hugget from the movie Jesus Camp.
2006年有一部电影叫做《耶稣会》，有一个演员叫做 Ted Hugget。
He was a well-known American evangelical preacher who had preached against homosexuality.
他是美国著名福音派的牧师，他反对同性恋。
But was later caught in a sex scandal involving a male prostitute and a masseur, Mike Jones.
后来就被揭发与这个男妓、这个按摩师 Mike Jones 有性丑闻。
Now, Pastor Ted was the founder and former pastor of the New Life Church in Colorado Springs.One of America's largest evangelical churches.
Ted 牧师，他是美国一间最大的福音派教会的创办人，还有牧师，也曾经是全国福音派协会的领导之一。
He was also the leader of the National Association of Evangelicals.
是领导人之一。
Now he was a preacher who did not practice what he preached.
他是传道人，他却没有行道。
Now it is easy for us.To stay away from these stories and say that these people are not us.
当然，当我们说这些人不是我们，我们没有做他们的事情，这样说是很简单的。
We are different. We are all right.
我们会说我们跟他们不一样，我们没有事情。
We are living in the light, and they are the ones living in darkness.
我们是活在光中，是他们活在黑暗中。
They are not part of the body of Christ.
他们不属于基督的肢体。
It is easy to distance ourselves from rotten apples.
要把自己跟所谓的坏人分隔是很容易做的事情。
And live as if we are flawless.
好像我们自己没有过犯。
Just like some would say that God was only speaking to the priests, the rest of Israel was fine.
好比有人会说，神是针对这些祭司们，其他的以色列人都没有事情。
I take a lot of encouragement from verse 14.
但是十四节却提醒我们。
It reminds us that the offering of blemished sacrifices is not only done by the priests.But it could have been anyone.
他说这个献上不洁净祭物的不只是祭司，可以是任何人。
Cursed is the cheat who has an acceptable male in his flock and vows to give it, but then sacrifices a blemished animal to the Lord. For I am a great king, says the Lord Almighty, and my name is to be feared among the nation.
十四节这样说，行诡诈的，他的群中有好的公羊，他许愿，后来却用残疾的献给主，这人是可诅咒的，因为我是大君王，我的名在外邦中是可敬畏的，这是耶和华说的。
Now I mentioned these blemished people earlier not for you to judge them or to cast them away, but because I believe that we may not be all that different from them.
我提刚才这些人这些事情不是叫我们去批判或者拒绝他们，而是因为我相信我们未必与他们有太大的不同。
The truth is, any one of us can be a cheat, a hypocrite, a liar to God.
事实是我们任何一个人都可能是欺骗者、伪君子或者说谎的。
The list goes on.
很多事情。
Pastors who do not practice what they preach.
传道人不去行道。
Worship leaders who steal limelight from God.
敬拜的领导却偷取属于神的荣耀。
Musicians who perform rather than lead the congregation to worship.
乐队在表演，不是在带领会众进入崇拜。
parents who lead double lives.
家长过着双重身份的虚伪生活。
We are a different person at work, at home, and in church.
我们在家、在工作场合、在教会都展现不同的面貌，戴不同的面具。
Youths who take our faith for granted.
青少年不认真对待自己的信仰。
Have we cheated God?
我们都欺骗神了吗？
Have we also offered blemished sacrifices to God?
是不是也一样的都献上那个不洁净、不完美的祭物给神呢？
Do we really love God above all else?
我们真的是爱神胜过一切吗？
What exactly is today's passage about?
那今天经文的重点是什么呢？
Simply put, it's about worship.
简单说是关于敬拜。
What is true worship?
什么是真的敬拜？
For Israel, worship is about giving God unblemished sacrifices through their priestly rituals.
当年的以色列人他们的理解敬拜是透过祭司的献祭礼仪向神献上那洁净无瑕疵的祭物。
We have to understand the context of worship first from Israel's perspective and then bring that to our understanding of worship today.
我们要明白那时以色列的背景，然后将他们对敬拜的了解引用至我们当今应该如何明白敬拜。
The form of worship may have changed.
也许方式是改变了，
But the function and meaning of worship remains the same.
但是敬拜的意义、敬拜的功能还是一样的。
The priest may have offered blemished sacrifices to God during the time of Malachi.
当年祭司是献上不完美的祭物。
But are we equally guilty of the same crime?
那今天我们呢？我们是否也犯了相同的过犯？
Paul urges us in Romans chapter 12 verse 1 that in view of God's mercy,To offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, this is your spiritual act of worship.
罗马书第十二章第一节，使徒保罗这样劝勉我们，他说：所以弟兄姐妹们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，要将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Another word for spiritual is reasonable or acceptable.
这里说的属灵侍奉是另外一个解读，就是理所当然的。
What kind of worship is considered acceptable to God?
怎么样的敬拜才是神所喜悦、所悦纳的？
Of course, the only true unblemished sacrifice is Christ.
当然，那唯一无瑕疵的献祭是耶稣基督。
The unblemished one took the sins of this world upon the cross, so that those who are in Christ we can worship in spirit and in truth.
那位圣洁无瑕疵的，他在十字架上担当了世人的罪，使到凡在基督里的，现在都能够在灵里、在真理上敬拜神。
We are to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God.
我们的回应是将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神喜悦的。
We are to set apart our life for God.
我们要为神将自己分别为圣，为神而活。
Only this is considered acceptable.In God's eyes.
唯有这样是神所喜悦、所接纳的。
Now, Matt Redman calls it the heart of worship.
这个作曲家 Matt Redman 他说这是敬拜的中心。
I'm sure many of us are familiar with the song.
有这首诗歌叫做《敬拜的中心》。
Now, here is a story behind the song. I'll read to you an extract from the website.
让我告诉你这首诗歌背后的故事。
The song dates back to the late 1990s, born from a period of apathy within Matt's.Home Church Soul Survival in Watford, England.
那首诗歌它创作于1990年，是出于英国的一间教会。那间教会是 Matt 的母会，而当时教会非常冷淡。
Now, despite the country's overall contribution to the current worship revival, Redman's congregation was struggling to find meaning in its musical outpouring at that time.
当时英国正在兴起对这个敬拜的一种复兴，但是 Matt Redman 他的教会却对当时的许多的这些事工、音乐事工，因为要找到属灵的意义而挣扎。
Now there was a dynamic missing, so the pastor did a pretty brave thing.
他说就是缺少了那么一环，所以我们的牧师就大胆地做了一件事。
He recalls he decided to get rid of the sound system and band for a season.
他决定把音响把乐队暂时拿掉。
And we gathered together with just our voices.
而聚会的时候就只有会众的歌声。
His point that was that we have lost our way in worship, and the way to get back to the heart would be to strip away everything.
他指出，他说我们在敬拜的事情上好像失去了方向，而如果要回到敬拜的中心，就必须将一切不必要的都除掉。
Reminding his church members and family to be producers in worship and not just consumers.
牧师提醒会友，你们要成为敬拜者，你们不要成为那个享用敬拜产品的人。
The pastor Mike Pilavici asks, "When you come through the doors on a Sunday, what are you bringing as your offering to God?"
牧师问，每逢你们踏进这个圣殿的大门，你们带了什么献给神呢？
Matt says the question is initially led to some embarrassing silence.
这问题之后就有一段时间是很尴尬的静默。
But eventually, people broke into a cappella songs and heartfelt prayers, encountering God in a fresh way.
但后来会众就开始唱诗起来，是没有伴奏的。他们由心祷告，他们重新经历神。
Before long,We reintroduce the musicians and sound system as we gain a new perspective that worship is all about Jesus.
他说，不久之后，我们再次使用乐队音响，我们又重新获得对敬拜一种崭新的体会，一种观点，就是要回到专注主耶稣。
And he commands a response in the depths of our souls, no matter what the circumstance and setting.
无论是什么样的状况，神要我们由身心深处向他回应。
The heart of worship simply describes what occurred.
而这首诗歌就形容了那间教会所发生的事情。
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth that will bless your heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you, Jesus.
音乐都退出了，一切都脱落了，我单单前来，渴慕将那贵重的、有价值的献给神，来赞美他。我要回到敬拜的中心，就是仰赖耶稣。
What is the condition of our heart of worship today?
今天我们的敬拜的状况是怎么样的？
Has it been molded and shaped by God?
是否被神塑造、陶造呢？
Is our heartbeat in sync with God's heartbeat?
我们的心智是否与神合意呢？
There may be many forms of worship, but there can only be one criterion, and that is to offer ourselves as living sacrifices by uncovering the heart of worship for God every single day.
敬拜崇拜的方式可以有很多的不同，也可以有很多种类，但是准则只有一项，就是必须天天向神献上自己，当作活祭。
Now, it does not matter if the worship is slow and meditative or fast and high tempo.
无论你的崇拜方式是静默的、是慢的，或者快节奏的、高扬的，都不是最重要的。
It does not matter if you are singing hymns or contemporary songs.
不管你唱的是古老圣诗或者现代短诗，都不是最重要的。
Or in a language we can understand, or in Latin or in German.
是听得懂、听不懂的语文，也不是最重要的。
What do we imagine our worship to be like when we are all gathered in heaven?
你是否想象过，他日我们同聚在天上的时候，是万国万民万族万语在一起敬拜的时候，会是怎么样子的呢？
We will be singing together with people of all nations, of every culture and every language.
这么多的人聚集在一起敬拜神。
What right do we have to suggest that we should only sing English and Chinese songs in our church?
哪里可以提议说我们只可以唱英文歌或者唱华文诗歌呢？
I've personally been touched.Many times by music and songs sung in different languages which I don't understand.
我本身就很多次被听不懂的诗歌深深感动过。
Frankly speaking, I've been here for close to 20 years.
在这里，传道在这里已经二十多年了。
Most of you know that my Mandarin is not very good.
华语是蛮不好的。
For the first 10 years, I probably didn't understand what I was singing.
所以头十年也许唱的我真的不明白在唱什么。
But I stayed on.
但是我留下来敬拜神。
I can't say I understand everything, but I try.
不能说我完全明白，但是靠着神恩典，我尽量明白。
Now we all have our preferences.
我们每个人
like in music.
我们每个人都有一些偏爱，对音乐的偏爱。
But our preferences are not important when we consider that we are all actually in a symphony orchestra.Playing to an audience of one.
但是这个属于自己的偏爱其实都不那么重要，因为我们都属于一个大的交响乐团，是为神而奏乐的。
Not only are the worship leaders and musicians worshiping God, we as a congregation are worshippers too.
除了台上的人在敬拜神，台下的也都在敬拜神。
Music is the only language in this world which transcends all language, all culture in every time and space.
音乐是唯一超越文化时空间的那个语言。
When we sing, be it hymns or contemporary songs, let us remember that we are singing together in unity with those who came before us and with those who will come after us.
当我们在唱诗的时候，无论是古老圣诗或者现代短诗，让我们紧紧记得，我们是与那些在我们以先以后的，我们在同心敬拜神。
Worship is about God, not about us.
敬拜的中心是神，不是我们。
The heart of worship is what God desires of us.
神要我们回到敬拜的中心。
Being a living sacrifice is uncovering the heart of worship.
成为活祭就是回到敬拜的中心。
I'm going to ask you the same question which Matt Rickman's pastor had asked his congregation.
我要问你一个同样的问题，是 Matt 牧师问的问题。
When you come through the doors on the Sunday, what are you bringing as your offering to God?
主日的时候，当你踏进这个崇拜厅的门的时候，你带了什么给神？
A biblical scholar has noted that Christian communities today are not concerned with blemished animals.
一个圣经学者他说现在这个基督徒的群体所关注的不是只是有没有瑕疵的祭物了。
But what would Malachi say about the quality of music, physical surroundings, bread and wine, and art that are brought forward for use in worship today?
但是对于今天的音乐的素质敬拜的环境饼和杯艺术的装饰等等这些我们用来敬拜神的先知马拉基他会有什么话说呢
Simply put, how can we improve our quality of worship in our church?
简单的说是我们该如何提升教会的敬拜本质
I do not want to understand worship from a list of do's and don'ts for Christians.
基督徒的敬拜不应该是一系列的什么该做什么不可以做
But I do want to highlight some things which we ought to improve on.
但是我要指出一些事情我们可以改进的
This may be uncomfortable for some of us.
也许你听下去耳朵会有点不舒服
But please do not be offended by this for I seek only to for us to become better worshippers together.
但是请不要介意我的意图就是纯粹要让我们成为更好的敬拜群体
Again, I'm speakingThis not from a judgmental perspective, but for something for us all to work on together.
我不是以批判的角度来说这些，我是盼望我们众人一同达到。
We are responsible for each other's well-being.
因为我们对彼此都有责任和承担。
I think it's about time we address some of these issues in our church.
而我们也可以这样很坦诚地谈一些教会的事情。
Firstly, let us recognize that worship is in God's time.
第一，敬拜是属于神的时间。
We have to learn to learn to set apart our time for worship.
我们要学习将时间分别为圣，参与崇拜。
This includes being punctual.
包括准时出席。
My wife wants me to confess that I'm guilty of this.
她老婆说她也要认罪悔改。
I think many of us here in our church are also facing the same problem.
因为我们常常也面对同样的问题。
I understand that those with young children may be difficult.
我要明白，家中有老少的都有困难。
Many times, as my family is about to leave the door, my elder son Ezra will say that he wants to poo-poo.
Yeah, 因为离开的时候就是有大的要大便，小的要小便。
So it's a constant. It's a constant struggle to should I have him poo poo in the car or should I just do it at home?
所以就很难分别要在家做还是在哪里做。
So there is so what I'm saying is we all learn to try to do this together. We try to come at least 15 minutes before the start of service.
但是尽可能如果可以的话15分钟前请你已经在到这里了。
And quiet our hearts, prepare it for worship.
预备心安静心来崇拜。
Refrain from chatting with one another before we begin.
开始之前避免闲东谈西。
Now this is a bit difficult for some of us who are very friendly people in nature.
也许你很爱讲话，但是也要学习。
But maybe we could reserve that time for catching up after the service.
留下来散会之后有很多时间可以讲话的。
Now stay in church for lunch instead of going out.
而散会之后留下来吃午餐就不必出去买吃的
Now, the church is a community of believers.
教会是一个群体一个大家庭
Let us stay for fellowship.
让我们留下来彼此交通分享。
Now worship is not just the portion of time allocated when we sing praises and hymns.
敬拜呢，崇拜啊，不单只是唱诗赞美的时段。
It includes also the time allocated for sermons, offering, thanksgiving, benediction, and also announcements.
也包括信息、奉献、祷告、感恩，还有祝福。
Now we should stay for announcement because we are part of this body of Christ.
我们应当留下来听报告，因为我们是这个肢体的一份子。
The church news is our news.
教会的信息的报告也是我们的报告。
I feel disturbed that some of us will leave right after the sermons or just before the start of the announcements.
有时候看到证道之后或者报告前，很多人的纷纷的离去，我心中很难受。
Unless it is for something urgent, we should stay on until the end of the service.
除非真的逼不得已，就让我们都留下来吧，直到崇拜是正式的结束。
From the time we prepare our hearts for the call of worship,To the silent closing prayer, it is all part of the modern Christian worship.
从预备心聆听崇拜的宣召，到这个静默散会、默祷散会，这些都属于当今基督徒崇拜会的一个环节。
We may come as individuals, but we gather as a corporate body of Christ.
是个人的，也是整体的。
Secondly, worship includes listening to God's word.
第二呢，崇拜也包括聆听神的话。
We need to honor God during sermons.
在听到的时候，就是在敬重神。
I understand that generally sermons in our church may not be as moving or inspiring for some of us.
也许你会感到啊，教会的正道不够感动人啊，或者太长啊。
Maybe the message is too long, too dense.
太深奥。
Maybe the delivery is boring.
枯燥。
I apologize that my sermons have rarely been targeted for the youth.
其实不用 apologize 哈。
Oh, okay.
我自己的信息，对，讲到不用 apologize。我们自己的信息哈，不都尝试以少年人为听众
？Now there is certainly room for preachers to improve on crafting our sermons.
传道人确实可以有进步的空间。
But I do hope that we can learn to respect this time as listening to God's word.
但是我盼望你们，我们都学习，我们尊重，我们也珍惜这段聆听神的道的时段。
You are not just listening to the preacher's voice, but hearing God's voice, God's message speaking to you through the mouthpiece of the preacher.
你不是在听人的话，传道人的说话，你是在听取神要与你分享的信息。
For a few weeks now,I noticed that some of our youths and even young adults are playing games on their handphones.
而这几个星期，我就注意到我们的青年人总是在讲道的时间玩电机。
Yes, don't have to look anywhere. It's okay. Yeah, God knows. And sometimes even on their own parents' handphones.
有时拿爸爸妈妈的电机来玩。
Maybe we need to hear suggestions from parents of how we can minister to our children better during service.
家长都有许多的意见，很好的意见，说我们可以如何更好的在崇拜时间帮助孩子们。
But at the meantime, can we refrain from playing games on our handphones during sermons?
但是现在，你是否就可以学习节制，在崇拜的时间不要玩电机？
If there is something which you do not agree with, or questions, or don't understand from the sermon,Feel free to email us or speak to us after the service.
若是你对信息有不明白、不同意的地方，你记下来，散会后你随时可以跟教牧来澄清，或者写电邮来询问。
In the words of Jerry Maguire, "Help me, help you."
就是这样说，你协助我们，我们就可以来帮助你。
90% of you have not watched the movie Jerry Maguire. It's okay. It's all right. In closing, I would like us to write down these two reflection questions.
最后愿你们都写下这两个问题，进一步的反思。
Bring them home and discuss them with your family, spouse, or children.
回家可以与家人、配偶、孩子们谈一谈这些问题。
Discuss them at cell groups.
更好在小组里面分享。
Have we given our best in worship?
第一，在敬拜的事情上，我们是否将自己最好的献上了？
How have we offered our lives as a living and unblemished sacrifice to God every day?
第二，在我每日的生活当中，我如何的将生命当作洁净、无瑕疵的活祭献给神？
Next week, Pastor Xiao Hui will continue on this theme and speak on the priesthood of all believers.
下主日，小慧牧师要延续这个主题，与大家分享什么叫做信徒皆祭士的真理。
Let us keep these thoughts in mind.During this week,
这星期就有以这两点成为我们的思考。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you. Thank you that you have been our unblemished sacrifice on our behalf. We pray for each individual that are gathered here this morning. Help us to come before you to be a living sacrifice for you every single day of our life, Lord. Not only just the time on Sunday, but every moment that we are awake, Lord. We want to thank you for your love for us that is so immensely deep and rich, Lord. Let us not take our faith for granted, and let us enjoy your presence every day, Lord Father. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' most precious and holy name. Amen.